Warning! This is a high-speed roller coaster ride that includes sudden and dramatic acceleration, climbing, tilting, dropping, and backwards motion. Welcome to the Coaster Geeks Podcast. Is your favorite the Beast, Millennium Force, or Lightning Rod? Whether it's an old Woody, a steel Giga Coaster, or a hybrid, we will chat about it here. Each summer, Robert and Michelle Forto travel the country and search for the best roller coasters. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Robert Forto, and you're listening to the Coaster Geeks Podcast. And we are recording live from Podcast Movement in Orlando, Florida. And I'm here with my co-host, Michelle. Michelle, how's it going?
It is going awesome.
Well, it's good to be here in Florida. It took 24 hours to fly down from Alaska. We arrived on Friday. What a trip it was.
Oh my goodness, it's always quite the adventure just getting out of Alaska.
Yep, it's the summer leg of the podcast tour slash rock and roller tour, and we are here at Universal Studios right down the road. On our first day here, we arrived, as I mentioned, on Friday. We did something a little special. We grabbed tickets to the Blue Man Group, and we're going to talk about that in just a second. But before we do, Michelle, we're currently staying at the Rosin Shingle Creek Resort. Like we said, about a couple of miles outside Orlando. Tell our listeners about this place.
As you know, we always end up with a layover in Seattle. We spend the night, relax, refresh, and hit the road. And fly into whichever East Coast airport we're going to get to. Usually dog tired by the time we get there, but raring to go check out the closest park to where we're staying. This year we happen to be incorporating a Podcast Movement conference as well as our rock and roller tour send-off.
After a quick check-in at the Rosin Shingle Creek Hotel, with our rental car, we headed over to City Walk and grabbed dinner at the Cowfish Burgers and Sushi. And while I ran all the way across the park to the Hard Rock to pick up our tickets to the Blue Man Group, Michelle scored us a table and had a little bit of an issue there, didn't you?
You know, they do things a little bit differently on the East Coast. Just going to say, if you are trying to score a table, it goes beyond just putting your name in. You put your name in now, they send you a text message. But not only do they send you a text message when your table's ready, they'll send you three or four or more text messages in between the time to confuse you. And if your whole party's not there, they will delete your space and you have to re-register for a table. That happened four times because Robert was quote-unquote going to the restroom because I had no idea where he actually was. And all I was trying to do was get a table for us, and they kept deleting it and kept deleting it until finally I said, he's upstairs in your bathroom. And so they finally sat me because I got a little bit irritated, a little bit hangry. And I sat down, ordered two drinks, ordered two burgers, and they were basically on the table by the time he finally got to us and told me that we had Blue Man Group tickets.
So we literally had to eat and run. I think we were in and out of there in less than 45 minutes and heading over to the other side of the park to the Blue Man Group. And we got tickets on the second row, dead center. Dead center tickets. I had never seen the Blue Man Group, and neither had Michelle. And we were in for quite of an experience. Michelle, before you talk about your little bit of a...
I just want to say, my idea of the Blue Man Group goes back to when they were popular in the 90s, and we would see them on like MTV and the paint splatter and stuff. So I was like, all right, it's a show. It'll be cool. It's a novelty, whatever, but were we in for it?
We were in for it, and if you've never seen those guys, they put on a heck of a show. It is kind of a mix-up between like a Rob Zombie show and a techno disco and some modern industrial music.
And what was that guy's name that used to squish the watermelon Gallagher. On people?
Gallagher.
So it's
it
like
is,
that.
And it was quite fun. They played for, I don't know, 45 minutes to an hour before the party really kicked off, and it's sort of like a rave at the end. They have paper flying and dancing and balls and all sorts of stuff. But about mid-show, the act really kicked into high gear. They called a member of the audience up, and they did
a volunteer.
They had this skit where they did a Twinkie eating dinner. And what ended up happening, Michelle?
That was a Twinkie eating dinner. You guys will have to excuse Robert a little bit. His allergies have kicked into high gear here. So they put this vest on the volunteer from the audience, which perplexed most of us. We're like, huh, what's that about? Keep in mind, we're sitting in the second row from the front wearing ponchos. That should give you an idea of what might be coming your way. As they're eating the Twinkies and stuff, it's going along. It's pretty cool. And they're making a lot of fun of her. The audience volunteer was pretty on point. She figured out what was going on after a few minutes. They finish eating the Twinkies, and all of a sudden, it comes spewing out of these tubes that are attached to their chests. And when I say spewing out, it's not just falling into their laps. It's shooting out into the audience, probably a good 30 or 40 feet, or about five rows back. Reminder, I'm in the second row, front and center.
And you got one heck of a an adjustment to the Blue Man Group. You ended up with banana filling all over your face, all over your chest. It was all over you.
It was so in my hair.
You were not.
That it was dripping for the next 3 hours from my hair.
You were not a happy campy, were you?
I was, you know, it's one of those feelings where you're like, okay, that just happened. I remember turning to you and saying, I wasn't a messy eater even as a baby. I did not like getting stuff on me. I don't like being sticky. I'm kind of stuck up when it comes to how I eat and what I eat. And so to have food all over me and, you know, squishy banana that's sticky, yeah. I was in a good mood. I was going with it. But at the same time, I was like, ugh. Humidity and sticky banana in my hair.
So after the Blue Man Group, we headed back to the hotel and got a quick night's rest before we headed over to our three-day extravaganza at Universal Theme Park, along with Islands of Adventure, as well as Volcano Bay. And we're going to talk about those on the next episodes. Michelle, do you have anything you want to say in closing?
Yes, I want to say that Robert was sitting right next to me, you guys, and didn't get but maybe a teaspoon of banana on him.
There you go. So this is the Coaster Geeks podcast. We will be talking about coasters. We will be talking about podcast movement. We will be talking about some more musical shows that we're going to see over the next few months, including Louder Than Life and Bourbon Beyond and much more. So on behalf of my co-host, this is Robert Forto for the Coaster Geeks. We'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.